This is our Be Moment, our moment to be still, to be fed by the Word of God, to be grateful. Today, I am reflecting on the importance of remaining steadfast in our purpose. This morning, I was reading in the book of Nehemiah, and as you might recall, Nehemiah is tasked with restoring about 2 miles of Jerusalem's broken walls. And just as he is nearing the completion of this assignment from God, 3 men who appear to be very envious come along to distract Nehemiah so that he does not finish the wall. And the first distraction is they ask for a meeting to see him. Now, Nehemiah is well aware of their intentions. So in Nehemiah 6, he responds, "I am doing a great work. I cannot stop to meet with you." And I think this is so instructive because sometimes we can know a person doesn't have the best intentions, but we will entertain them anyway because we want to see just how far they might go. Nehemiah didn't use his time this way. Second, they appealed for a meeting with him 4 times, yet 4 times he gave the same reply. Another good example of what it looks like to remain steadfast. The next tactic they use is intimidation. They put forth an open letter where they're really trying to break Nehemiah down. But he didn't respond with retaliation. He didn't use his energy that way. Instead, he turned to God and prayed for strength so that he could finish this assignment God had given to him. The words that inspire me are, "I have fought the good fight. I have finished the race. I have kept the faith." 2 Timothy 4:7. Tomorrow, let's talk about how we use our time. Visit bemoments.org and share this reflection because others desire to be inspired. And today, remain steadfast and avoid being thrown off your purpose.